know the person who appoints the prosecutor is going to hold you accountable. You have bosses too. These charges need to be dropped.
There was a bit of drama in the otherwise quiet municipal courtroom at Carbondale Town Hall Monday. Social justice advocate and former Carbondale Town trustee Katrina Byers voiced her anger at yet another continuation of Michael Francisco's case.
I think it's an outrage. And, you know, they're talking about a restorative justice effort following the closure of this case, and I commend that. But I think the restorative justice that has to happen has to come in the form of an apology from the Carbondale Town Council and the mayor and the police department, because this is an unnecessary and unfortunate incident that never should have happened.
Byers was one of about 35 people who showed up in support of Francisco, largely in hopes that his misdemeanor charges would be dropped. Francisco was arrested on Christmas Eve 2020 in the Carbondale City Market on charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and obstructing government operations. But on Monday, his case was continued for another month. Francisco's attorney, Michael Administer, told KDNK that it's not unusual for a misdemeanor case like this to drag on, but he insists that it could lead to a positive outcome.
I guess I could tell you that it's my own personal belief that this case is going to go one of two ways. The charges are going to be dismissed, or we're going to trial.
Town prosecutor Angela Roff says the continuances are not because the town has something to hide.
There's no stalling going on. They're just very normal discussions going on between me and the defense attorney, Mr. Administer, that are normal in most cases as far as a discussion about what's fair, what's the right thing to do, making sure that we have all the evidence first before we even have those discussions. And that's what's been going on. There are steps that the town is taking in relation to this incident that is not really within the court realm or my prosecution realm.
Michael Francisco remains philosophical about his case, stating that it could be a lesson for the entire town.
It's kind of frustrating because I thought that everything should be dropped because I shouldn't be in this situation in the first place. But I think there's a bigger picture than my reaction to it. I think it's a whole community involvement that has to go forward.
But Sierra Jeter, community organizer for the Colorado Trust, a health equity foundation, told KDNK that Francisco's case, like many black legal cases, has been politicized. She adds that one way to reverse that trend is to move beyond stereotypes.
Our stories aren't normalized enough, so when we do hear them in the media, it's often about like crime, harassment, something negative. And it's like, no, we are whole people too. We're not just criminals. And I think it's also like this negative stigma that has been internalized and that is taught throughout like history. Like you literally learn this stuff, these lies, like in school, or at least I did when I was growing up. And I just think it's about reclaiming that space and reclaiming stories and experiences and that, look, like we're here, we are just as human as everyone else, and we deserve the same dignity and humanity as everyone else.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.